I begin my journey in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I stand beside the high cross, a distinctive mark of this place of the Cafeteria, where the Mother of Jesus appeared, pointing to Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. I let myself be touched by the essentiality of its features and the hardness of the steel. Its minimal appearance and colossal scale speak to me of the radicalness of God's love. The cross shines forth as the place where God embraces, from its root, all human weakness and suffering, and, in his infinite love, redeems and saves them. There is no suffering to which God is indifferent. He makes it his dwelling place to raise us up from within and to give us his new life. I look at the crucified one, and from him I contemplate the shrine and the silence. I bring to mind and to prayer the story of my life, my weakness and my wounds, and the story of the suffering of so many people, of all humanity. Here, next to the cross, I feel Jesus embracing me. He offers me to the heart of his mother as a company and help to find peace. I hear addressed to me the words that Mary said to Lucia at a moment of suffering, here in the Cafeteria.
Are you suffering a great deal? Don't lose heart. I will never forsake you. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that'll lead you to God.
I open myself to this gift, and I trustfully prepare myself to follow the path that Jesus points out to me.
In silence, I enter this place, the heart of the shrine. The pedestal, where the statue of Our Lady is located, marks the place where, on May 13, 1917, Mary appeared on a small home oak tree. I contemplate Mary's gaze, and I see myself also being contemplated. The love of God, who wants to pour out His grace and mercy on me, on everyone, and all creation shines in her tenderness and purity. I listen inwardly to Mary's invitation to welcome and commit myself to this love. Do you wish to offer yourselves to God? Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta said, "Yes, we do," and saw themselves in God, in the light of His infinite love, with which Our Lady encompassed them.
Then you are going to have much to suffer, but the grace of God will be your comfort. As she pronounced these last words, Our Lady opened her hands for the first time, communicating to us a light so intense that its rays penetrated our hearts and the innermost depths of our souls, making us see ourselves in God.
This light remains a gift, which shines for me today, and which God offers to those who are willing to embrace Him with the total offering of themselves. I now remain in silence, and allow this light, reflected from the hands and the pure and transparent heart of Mary, to enter, involve, and strengthen me, just as it did the little shepherds, leading me to the same openness and confidence in order to offer God my own yes.
Thank you.
If fitting, I pray the rosary here, just as Our Lady asked, as a means to unite myself more closely to God and to foster the way of peace.
I am standing in front of the two water mirrors on the underground floor of the Basilica of the Most Holy Trinity. I stop for a moment to contemplate the beauty and serenity of the light reflected in the water. These mirrors, especially the one on the right, are an image of my baptismal condition, of my life that has been touched and transformed by God's grace, the light in which I see myself in God, and I see God in me. In a brief moment of silence, I ask God to transform me with His love and to complete in me the work that His grace has begun. If necessary and appropriate, I go to the Chapel of Reconciliation to celebrate the Sacrament of Forgiveness and allow the power of God's merciful love to renew my life. I go on to the Chapel of the Blessed Sacrament. In the atrium of the chapel stands the sculpture by Cristina Rocha Leiria, In the Heart of Mary. It shows how Mary's heart is full of grace. This means full of God, totally configured with Him and filled with His light. Therefore, it is totally white, immaculate, luminous, and reflects the faces of all people, my face too. The Immaculate Heart of Mary is a sign and motivation of what God wants and can do in me, in my heart, unifying and freeing it with His grace and mercy.
The hidden Jesus, as the little shepherds called him, is here, present to me in the small white host, suspended over the altar. I allow his silent presence to encompass me and to strengthen me interiorly. Like Saint Francisco, the silent shepherd boy, I contemplate Jesus, and in profound silence, I enter into friendship with Him. Trustingly, I place myself in His presence. I open up my heart to Him, my weaknesses, my wounds, concerns, desires, and my fears. I listen willingly to what he has to tell me. I make myself available to welcome him into my heart and to let his light and love strengthen me and lead me to an ever greater communion with him, to the full and abundant life he wants to give me. If helpful, I can pray by repeating time and again the words that Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta used when moved by the Holy Spirit at the end of the apparition of May. Our Lady placed in their hearts a very intense light through which they saw themselves in God.
O most holy Trinity, I adore you. My God, I love you in the most blessed sacrament.
Here, I can formulate a resolution as an offering to God in the desire to live more and more in His presence. After the annunciation of the angel, having been united to God in her heart, Mary left in haste to bring to others the love that had been made flesh in her. I too walk in the direction of the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. As I climb the stairs, I pause briefly before the glass panels of the exterior of the Basilica of the Most Holy Trinity. Among the words engraved in the glass in 26 languages, this expression stands out.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
It speaks to me of the universality of God's grace and mercy, of the brotherhood that He wants to extend to humanity. I also make this desire of God's my own. On the way to the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, on the right-hand side, there is a fragment of the Berlin Wall. In front of it, I become aware of how the power of God's grace and mercy, at work in the depths of His children, in their turn at work in history, is capable of breaking down every wall and healing every wound.
I enter the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. I follow through the pathway that is suggested to me inside. When I arrive at the tombs of Saint Jacinta and Lucia de Jesus, I pause for a few minutes. At the tombs, I meditate briefly on how each one of them, with their lives and in different ways, fulfill the mandate of Jesus to bring the heaven of God to the world, collaborating in the establishment of universal brotherhood. I can repeat interiorly Jacinta's words, asking through her intercession the grace of the same willingness and determination.
If I could only put into the hearts of all the fire that's burning within my own heart, and that makes me love the hearts of Jesus and Mary so very much. Yes, I am suffering, but I offer everything for sinners. I want to do just like our Lord.
I can also pray inwardly with Lúcia de Jesus, with her own words.
Here is my path. Deny myself. Embrace the cross which the Lord has given me, for love of Him and of my neighbor, for His sake. Because it is love that purifies us, dignifies us, and unites us with God. St. John tells us that God is love. Therefore, only love can cause us to plunge into the immense being of God in order to become one with God. But this love is not satisfied with being happy. It seeks to bring our neighbor too, to share in that same happiness.
Next to the great cross of the Basilica is the image of Mary, white and simple. This is the first pilgrim statue of Our Lady of Fatima. She has already traveled the world, taking the light of the Gospel of Christ to all four corners of the earth, and prepared hearts to welcome Him in faith, hope, and love. I am invited to pray here a Hail Mary for creation, for humanity, for the Church, and for peace.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.